So earlier this week, I caught up with a business partner at Priory Coffee, Felix Comich. And I started by asking Felix why he chose Yall as a place to start his business.
Well, the venue came almost as an accident. I always work in and around Yall. I started off in Yall about 13 years ago. I worked in bar trade and then I went towards hospitality. And just prior to kind of moving back to Yall about a year and a half ago, I was in Galway. And there I was running a cafe, a flagship cafe for Badger and Doro, which is the person who supplies me with coffee. And it just so happened that I was leaving that employment. I was moving back to Yall because we have a number of little children and it's just the toll was too much. Being away from home every week. So a decision was made. I have to come back. And
did you come back with the plan to start your own coffee shop or?
No.
So just, how did that happen?
Like I said, it was a complete accident, sort of. On my way from Galway, I actually got a call from a guy I never heard in my life. He was talking to the owner of Badger and Doro, who I was working for at the time, and he approached him looking for a bit of advice in terms of coffee. He was thinking about going into coffee business himself. And he just wanted to probe his head and see what he thinks. And he did mention that he was after buying a couple of venues. One was in Yall and one was in Mallow. And because I live in Yall, my name was mentioned and the conversation went towards, you know, I'm just leaving this employment now. I'm a really good guy and I was being given a flying reference and, you know, the guy just grabbed me as I was literally on the bus.
And that's
how it all kind of
started.
And
tell me about, I suppose, the getting started bit. So you have a premises and a plan then and possibly a business partner with this person. So the practicalities of actually turning it from a premises into what it is today, you know, a thriving coffee shop. I've been in there a couple of times and I'm always surprised, I suppose, at how busy it always is. Even on Sundays, it's always busy. So it's fantastic for you guys. How long is it actually up and running now?
We opened last year in June, end of June,
so
we launched
just
the Priory.
Kind of over the year then.
Yeah.
So was there a lot of work involved in that, you know?
A lot. About a month and a half went into getting to the opening stage.
And how has it, how was the you know, the starting then, the open for business? Like, did you have a lot of advertising, marketing?
No, we kind of kept it as quiet as we could. And then just one day we opened the doors. We did announce we will be opening. It went on social media and so on. But it was a very low-key opening. And we just opened the door and we just let the people to come in and make their own mind about, you know, what's going on here. And it just went ballistic.
And how have you done that? I mean, how have you differentiated yourselves from other places in Yall as a place to go for coffee? Do you think people come in for the atmosphere? Like, you know, you've got some kind of cool music going on. Do they come in for the coffee or the other products? Because you sell quite a range of other things as well.
I think it's a combination of a little bit of everything. Obviously, it being a cafe, it's very social. A part of me going into the cafe and coffee business is because prior to that, I would work in hospitality and I would do a lot of restaurant work, which means long hours, finish very late at night, about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. If you do that for a number of years, it tires you out. So the attractive part of going into a cafe business was, you know, day trade. And at the same time, I love working with people and I love interacting with people. It comes to me sort of naturally. So,
and how important are things like sustainability, I suppose, you know, choosing local suppliers? There's a lot of talk now about protecting the environment and using compostable materials and that sort of thing. Does that feature in your business model at all?
We actually, before we started off, that actually goes back to my time in Galway. I was approached by one of the suppliers that I'm using at the moment. At the time, which was about 2.5 years ago, he was offering compostable and biodegradable packaging. And we didn't really look much at it. No one really did at the time. And it was a very nice guy. His company is called Down to Earth Materials. And he was a very down to earth man. And he kind of sparked interest because it only makes sense in my eyes anyway. You know, we go through a lot of cups, takeaway cups, and everything that goes with it, lids, stirrers, straws.
So you have that whole range now in your coffee shop?
Yeah. When we started from one of the, not the components, but one of the, what's the word? We just set out that from day one, we're going to be using solely all of it.
Okay. So that's rather than
anything
having
that's takeaway, whether it's a bag or a napkin or a stirrer, is going to be compostable and biodegradable.
And for other hospitality businesses, Felix, that might be listening, is there much, because people are naturally afraid of change and having to get new suppliers, and for people who are in business who might not be using those sustainable products, was there much in the way of cost difference?
There was a price to pay for that.
Okay, from the start, but you decided to do it from the beginning.
Yeah.
So then you're not facing this change halfway through.
No, we didn't really look at it that way. We just wanted to go towards that route because it just made sense for us to, you know, if we're going to be better at what we do, and we're going to go as far as using artisan producers, try to keep it as local as we can, this just fits in the whole scheme of things. Like I said, it only makes sense.
Yeah.
So from day one, we just started off by using solely compostable stuff.
Okay. And what kind of challenges did you face? There's very few businesses that, you know, take off and just run so smoothly. So can you give us an example of something maybe that that you came up against that might have...
Do we have 2 hours?
Just one or two things, Felix.
Okay, well, there was a number of challenges. I think the biggest challenge we had in Yol with the premises was the actual premises, because we just inherited the business, the premises as it was.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, being in Yol for a number of years, I've seen people coming and going to that building. For myself and my partner, Avril, we always looked at that business, at that particular building. We always tried to see if we could maybe someday open something down there, and it just sort of happened that I was given a chance to actually go for it, where about a year and a half before, we're actually dreaming about opening something in there.
Yeah.
So it was the logistics of the place. When we looked at it the first time, we just wanted to open a cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't big enough to be a cafe. There was no kitchen facilities. However, there was a kitchen upstairs, a fully blown kitchen.
Yeah.
I think the last person in there was a Chinese takeaway.
Oh yes, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. That didn't last long. So they had a certain amount of equipment, and we could nearly maybe use 50% out of it.
Okay.
And it was just the case of modernizing that and personalizing it for our own use. And then downstairs, do we have enough sitting capacity?
Mm.
You know, the counter was already laid out. Do we take out the whole counter and build from scratch?
And you've left it.
There's always a number of ways of approaching this. I don't have much experience in terms of design, but the owners of the company, they do. And the consensus was that we will just try to use what we have and just work around it. And that's what we did.
Because you do make the very best use of the space that you have there. You can see it when you're in the coffee shop, that every place, every piece of space is maximized for customer seating. But it doesn't have the feeling of being particularly small. It still has a nice feel to it. But I just think you've done it really well with, you know, everything is kind of behind the counter and then you've got some food on it. But there's plenty of seating. And indeed, you've made some nice place for seating outside, which we were able to enjoy there when the weather was really good during the summer. So
that was the challenge as well.
Yeah. So I can see, though, how in the early days it would have been a bit of a logistical nightmare to get everything exactly where you wanted.
Yeah, no, it took a number of months to figure everything out. The way we play stuff at the moment, that was a course of action for a number of months before we got to the stage where we're comfortable looking at it and we're happy that this is the way we present stuff.
So did you, what do you do now in the business, Felix? You know, you're a business partner, but what do you actually do day to day?
That's a good question. In simple terms, I look after the day-to-day operations, mm-hmm. mainly in Yale because this is where I'm based, and also because we do have a restaurant upstairs at the moment. The restaurant followed about a month into after we opened. It wasn't initially planned that it's going to be a restaurant, but I convinced the owners that let's just go for it all the way. You know,
you like a challenge then, Felix.
Yes, I am. I like to keep myself busy.
You probably still don't see those little children very often, even though you're back from Conway.
Well, funnily enough, being in Yall and having a day trade business in Yall allows me to, you know, they finish school and they come down.
Yes.
So I do get to see them more than I would if I was employed somewhere else.
Yeah. And do you enjoy it? I mean, do you really, you know, do you get a lot from it yourself then?
I do. I really love what I do. I love working with food and coffee and with people, most of all.
This is a show about business and people maybe starting a business or growing a business. How important do you think it is to be that passionate about what you do when you're putting in the hours that you're putting in?
I would say without it, I would never consider going into it. To run a business at this level or any level, or I think to be involved in business, you have to be that level above everybody else. Mm-hmm. I've seen people going into business thinking it might be a good idea to open a restaurant and closing their doors a year into it because mm-hmm. it was just too much.
And do you think it's, like, there's lots of reasons why businesses fail, but do you think, is it finance or is it work ethic or is it...
Put it this way, I am extremely lucky that over the course of the last 15 or 20 years following my route in hospitality, I went literally from the back of the kitchen washing dishes towards the front of the house. Mm-hmm. I did finance for a bit. I was working for a very prestigious hospitality group at the time. They've opened Castle Marta Resort and I was in the opening team. And then I was involved in opening of a couple of other places as well. So I did get to see more than an average Joe mm-hmm. working in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I think that's crucial.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, so you got a feel and a vision for how much bigger operations do it. So you know what was involved, yeah.
There is so much that goes into running a business in terms of success. That remains to be seen whether you succeed or not.
Yeah.
And there's other factors involved, you know, where you are, what it is that you're serving.
Yeah. And you're also, I have to commend you on your opening hours. You open at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of an early bird myself and I'm always coming and going and, you know, complaining that the places aren't open in time. They think that nobody gets out of bed until 9 o'clock. So I and plus you stay open until 6, which is, you know, it's a good long day for people. So plans for the future. Tell me, what's on the horizon?
I don't know.
You're opening a place in Cork or Cork City?
Well, we have another premises in Cork City. The next one we're opening will be in Mallow. You see, before it all started, before the priory was formed, Mallow was supposed to be the flagship. It was supposed to be the baby of the company. Yall just happened because I got involved mm-hmm. and I am based in Yall.
Okay,
and because of that, I was able to, you know, push that button and say, let's do this first. And at the same time, Mallow, going back about a year ago, it was still a construction site.
Mm-hmm.
So we wouldn't have opened that anytime soon. We actually haven't opened yet, despite it being 80, 90% finished at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of days or weeks.
And will you be involved in that as well?
I would be, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, final words then for anyone thinking of getting into that business, any business in Yall. Do you have any suggestions for how they could make a success of it as you have?
I'm always happy to advise people if they're willing to listen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an easy thing to do in Yall, and I only realize it now.
Mm-hmm.
When you want something so bad like I did, you just go despite the odds and mm-hmm. you just go for it full on. And then at some stage you realize, my God, this is actually probably the most difficult thing I've done in my life.
Yes.
You know, working for someone else is easy enough.
Mm.
When you step from that, when you go from the frying pan into the fire, that's when things get really serious.
Yes, okay.
And that's where you either have it or not, you come to realize that you either made up for this or not.
Yeah. Well, that's really good. I think that's really good advice. And I think it's something that's common. A lot of business owners would say the same, that, you know, it's that combination of passion and hard work and a little bit of just pure madness that gets them through those difficult months of starting a business. Felix, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today. So thank you so much for your time. And we do look forward to maybe having you back again sometime to tell us about the shop in Mallow and beyond. And we wish you the very best of luck in the future of your business.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.